From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Texting while driving will likely become a primary offense in the state of Florida starting July 1st. Under the law, police officers would be allowed to pull over cars where the driver is texting, something they cannot do now. WLRN intern Sherilyn Cabrera brings us the story of a South Florida mother whose personal tragedy compelled her to push for stronger, distracted driving laws.
Key Biscayne resident Debbie Wanenkopf sits in her living room. Her coffee table is stacked with pamphlets and ads that warn drivers of the danger of distracted driving.
55 miles an hour, sending or reading a text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds, long enough to cover a football field.
Her son, Patrick Wanenkopf, was killed in 2015 when a driver on their phone struck him while he rode his bike. For the past 2 years, Wanenkopf has been lobbying in Tallahassee for stricter laws on distracted driving.
Everyone I talk to says, it's so dangerous to be in the car. You look in the car next to you when you're on I-95 and everybody's on their phone, or most people are on the phone. The legislators know this. I don't know why they don't push for the stronger laws.
She wants a hands-free law that would outlaw drivers from holding any devices while driving. Katie Petros is a councilwoman for the village of Key Biscayne. She says she was inspired by Wanenkopf and joined her, along with the Florida Don't Text and Drive Coalition.
We just need to stop the habit and get the phones out of people's hands when they're driving cars. And I don't think that's too much to ask of a community and of a state and of our population at large.
Before tickets and fines begin, the state will run a month-long informational campaign about the new law. I'm Sherilyn Cabrera in Miami.
And today on WLRN Sundial, we'll be taking a closer look at distracted driving laws in Florida. Please listen for that at 1 p.m. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.